need to do is go back to your module outcomes. So the first thing you do is you make sure that you understand where your module fits into a degree. And it sounds like a stupid thing to say, but I will have lecturers that ask me for advice, and then they actually don't even know in which degree their module is offered. you know, so they don't know. I understand you focus on your module, but surely you need to know where it fits in the big picture. Mm. So make sure you know exactly where your module fits into your degree. Okay. And then go and look at your outcomes and kind of be pedantic about your outcomes. You know, so some will say, yeah, the outcome of my module is once students have done that, they will understand the importance of environmental science. What does that mean? That's not an outcome. You know, so how do you test that? What do you give them? It's silly. So go to your outcomes and kind of be pedantic. So one student have completed my assignment, they will be able to use a ruler to measure and draw a line. I'm being a little facetious here, but so be pedantic in your outcomes. And then you decided when my students leave my module, they can use a ruler for measurement and to draw a line. Then you go and you look at how will I assess that outcome? So you haven't even touched content. You will now look at how will you assess that? So, they must draw a line with a ruler, and they must be able to measure a ruler. So you put a test there where they show you how they measured with a ruler, and you put a test there how they can actually draw a line with a ruler. And then you go back to your content to make sure that in your content, you teach them how to do that. You teach them how to draw a line with a ruler, and you teach them how to measure with a ruler. So starting with your outcomes is very important, because it's like when a lot of lecturers, when they wrote their outcomes, it was so broad that it actually doesn't really give much information about what will be covered in the module. Because it's easy. It's easy to do that. And then it's difficult to do an assessment because you actually don't know what you want to assess. But if you do that, so that's the important thing. And then you decide your assessment and then your content. But then when you look at your assessments, the things you do, so you don't assess the learning, you assess for learning. So your assessment is part of your learning. For instance, a discussion. A discussion is a wonderful tool for teaching and learning, and you assess that. So it's assessment for learning, not assessment of learning. And an exam is assessment of learning. So then you decide on your mode, your model. Will you use formative and summative assessment? Will you use continuous assessment? At UNISA, continuous assessment is 100% formative. And actually it isn't. It's 100% summative because we mark everything. So you need to decide what you will do. And then you will look at things like how big is my class? That's really important, actually. You know, it is not something that you can say, okay, I can use the same thing for a small class than a big class. It isn't. It's much more difficult to handle big classes than small classes. Mm-hmm. But then you can do things like